Well, basically, what I want to do is tell the truth. Basically, open people's eyes. Basically, telling people what's going on. If the group homes don't if the day programs don't get funding, they're going to be closing the doors because they were closed for a few months because of the COVID. They're losing money. They were like losing like $36,000 a week or something, which is some ridiculous amount of money.
Hello, my name is Daniel Hood, and here I am.
This is a podcast by people with different abilities. Here I am.
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 And here I am.
Here I am!
Hello, my name is Daniel Hood. One of my main concerns is the funding and basic speaking for your rights. Having that, especially now when it comes to the state, you know, giving us money for, you know, the services and the programs, especially keeping the buildings operational, because I also know from my own experiences that I need these services. I can't live without them. So I interviewed the staff and to get their perspective on what's going on, you know, especially when it comes to group homes and then the day programs themselves. And they also interviewed a client and have his views on how he would feel if he was like by himself and, you know, on his own, you know, in the group home, you know, just being bored. I used to live in a group home. I would actually know exactly what a person would feel if you couldn't get out and you couldn't get to your program. And especially in my case, I received job development. And so if I didn't have my job coach, you know, I'll need them for, you know, assistance, especially if I had to ask questions. I'll be lost without my assistance. So Brian, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing good myself. So I can see the first question I am going to ask. So what does your staff do for you?
What does my staff at work, Merit, do for me?
That's right.
They provide the best outcomes for me, the best services for me, the best environment for me, you know, and it's a great place to go, you know, and it's very vital.
Okay, I got another question for you. How would you feel if you didn't have these services and if you had to stay home all day?
Wouldn't be the same. It would be difficult, you know, because it's like my, you know, how I live in a group home and they're like my family. Merrick's a second family to me, and it's you can see it, you know, like when you come in there every morning like we used to, there's just people that are happy to come, that are glad they have a job. I find myself to be very outgoing, you know, very like a special person, you know, that likes to be around people, you know. I think about, what if something were to come up, you know, where you know, like with the funding and everything. You know what I mean? And where they would cut it, you know.
But you don't want to be bored.
But I don't want to be bored, and you live in a group home. And you want to be able to get out too, right?
Yeah, I normally get out, but you know, like I need to work, and I haven't been able to find a job for a while because I am receiving similar services as you are.
My name is Joanne, and I'm a DSP at Merrick in Badness Heights. My biggest fear is for, you know, these companies, these businesses to go under, because it's like they need to have something, you know, to stimulate them day on a daily basis. And that's what Merrick and other businesses do. That's why it's important that that continued funding keeps coming in. We need funding for our businesses. Our day programs stimulate our clients and provide healthy outlets for them to make money. We need funding for unique circumstances like the COVID. My son needs to have somewhere to go to every day, you know, an outlet. And so does everybody else. That's why funding definitely is a big, big concern for me.
What concerns do you have about restrictions of people with disabilities living in group homes and facilities?
My number one concern is and always will be their rights. I have to go with rights because of the situation we are in with COVID. I feel that they have the right to work under certain circumstances, okay? And I didn't see that during the COVID, so that's why I stress that out. We need people that are trained well. People doing this job because they want to, not looking at it as just a job. As a parent and a DSP, I know how important it is to have good support staff.
I'm Donnelly Moore, and I am the self-advocacy facilitator at Merrick Inc. out in Banner Heights. As of now, we've just approved by DHS to open all day programs again, but at a 50% capacity. Right now, we are inviting clients who don't have any underlying health problems and are able to know that, you know, right now we have to social distance, right now we have to sanitize everything. So those clients are being invited back. The only thing that we want to make sure is, as staff, is provide information that they are able to advocate for themselves. And if their group homes are not allowing them to come back, you know, making sure that they are informed of why they can't return, or informed of maybe they can return. They just need to make sure to tell their teams that, you know, I have a right to return to work. I have a right for employment. And if returning to work in the day program is necessary and it's what they want, it's their right to return.
I miss everybody. I miss seeing everybody here. How Brian said, it's like, we're a big family here. We were here every day with them. They just became part of my life. It breaks my heart. It really does. It breaks my heart. Seeing them every day is my way of making sure they're doing okay. And I don't get to do that anymore. And I don't know what's going on with them in the group home. I hear some of them are sad. Some of them are just, you know, keeping to themselves. And I worry about them because I'm not there to see how they're doing on a daily basis.
I think you nailed it on the head when you said, you know, how vital Merrick is and getting resources for the clients, and Merrick's part of the community, and your son needs a place that he can go to. You know.
Oh yeah, you and I both know that for a fact. Yes, you are correct. And that funding is very, very important for all of us. So we will continue fighting for our rights and for it, whatever it takes to make it work for us so we can all come together again. I'm always going to be here for you guys.
This season of the Here I Am podcast is funded by the Metropolitan Regional Council and the Minnesota Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities. The Here I Am podcast is aired on WFNU LP 94.1 FM, Hogtown Community Radio in St. Paul. Subscribe to the Here I Am podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can learn more about the Here I Am podcast project by visiting hereiam.org. That's H-E-A-R-I-M.org.